And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I would like to help you with your afflictions, and I hope that my words will strike a responsive chord with you, that you might awaken. You remember Alice? Was it Alice in Wonderland, or was it Sleeping Beauty, who needed to be awakened by the prince? It was Sleeping Beauty. She needed to be awakened by a kiss from the prince. She had fallen asleep. That's happened to all of us. We've all fallen asleep. You need to wake up. Wake up. I want to read something to you from John chapter 5. I'm reading from the Kabbalah manuscript, an ancient Aramaic text translated into English by the Yonan Codex Foundation. John chapter 5, verse 30. Christ is speaking, and he says, I cannot from my own selfhood undertake anything, but even while I am hearing, I condemn, and my decision is just, for I do not seek that my own will be done, but rather the will of him who sent me. If I give testimony from my own selfhood, my testimony is not truth. Have you ever wondered why there are so many words in the world, so many books, so many sermons, so many seminars? Everybody seems to have words, words, words. And yet, it doesn't help. Very little of what they say really and truly helps you to recover. To recover from the darkness that overshadows you. To recover from what it is that's robbing you of joy. Don't you remember when you were a little child? Don't you remember how every day was a day of discovery? And you were full of love and happiness. And joy overflowed. And life was magic. What happened? Slowly but surely, you were robbed of that joy and that innocence and that brightness. Something was taken from you. And how did this come to pass? Well, it took a long time, but it was like there was a relentless campaign underway that everyone participated in to make you doubt what you knew in your heart, to make you set aside the innocent pursuits of youth, and to pursue some goals that they had for you. And it was relentless. Everyone seemed to participate, whether it was teachers, coaches, ministers, daycare providers, whether it was Sunday school teachers, your parents, the media, schools, the colleges. Everyone seemed to be bound and determined to make you doubt what you know in your heart, toe the line, go along, don't rock the boat, and to pursue goals that they set for you, which always involved more study, study, study. But in the process of all of that relentless pressure, and that's what it was, pressure and seduction in the form of loving you, supposedly, and challenging you, you lost something very precious. But the good news is that it can be refound. And all you have to do is begin to wake up. My name is Roland. I shall be back very shortly after these announcements. Did you know that I have over 900 video YouTube lectures? My most popular YouTube lecture is Never Complain, Never Explain. So check it out at youtube.com or sheddingshackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Just wanted to say hi to all the listeners in Southern California. San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Temecula, and all of the beautiful cities around the Inland Empire and the Great Southland. Also want to say hi to my new listeners in Kansas City and Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome, welcome all. I was saying that when you were a little child, life was magic, and you were filled with joy and love. Somehow, you've lost it. Oh, sure, you can fake it. You can pretend. See, you can even convince yourself that you're full of joy and full of love. You can go around and do a lot of things for other people, and you can observe yourself doing all these things for others and say, well, that's love. But something is missing, and you sense it deep in your being. Something is missing. Well, you've got to find what is missing. And it can be a wonderful adventure. You know, like Raiders of the Lost Ark or Star Trek. It can be an adventure, a wonderful adventure to re-find what is missing. Christ talked about the pearl of great price. Finding the pearl of great price. That's what you need to do, is to find that pearl of great price. And you had it once when you were a little tiny child, but it was taken from you. So now you must begin to see. And waking up means to see, to begin to see what's going on with fresh eyes. Okay? Now let's begin by talking about what happened where you were robbed of the magic and robbed of yourself with what you could have been. See, like I said, it was like there was a relentless campaign that everyone participated in to somehow make you doubt what you know in your heart, to make you see them as wonderful and good, see, and not really see them the way they really are, and to grovel in the dirt for the crumbs that they throw to you. And they say, well, if you stay in school for year after year after year, decade after decade, and toe the line, and do what you're told to do, and study, and never stop studying. That's what they tell you, don't they? Study, study, never stop studying. More school, more homework, more classes, more courses, more degrees. Now, why would they have you study so much? Have you ever wondered about that? When you look at people like Albert Einstein or Isaac Newton, well, they discovered, despite school, in spite of school, all the creative people, whether it's Mozart or whether it's Beethoven, whether it's Steve Jobs, creative people or creative in spite of school. You know that. You remember when you were in school, in high school, you remember some kids, you know, they kind of like, they went their own way and did their own thing. You kind of liked that, and they were truly creative. But now what happens is that because of the pressure, see, pressure robs you of acting from within. Pressure disables that. See, when people like Mozart, and like I said, Albert Einstein. It came from within. They made discoveries, and their creativity came from an inner source, an inner fount. But what happens is that when you are pressured, you begin to react to the outside, and then you can only conform or rebel. You no longer flow from within. You can only conform or rebel. And then even your rebellion, which seems creative, is a reaction to the outside. You must learn how to flow from the inside again. You must rediscover how to flow from within. I just published a new book. It's called A Walk on the Spiritual Side. Many people wish to have peace of mind, a sense of spiritual purpose in life, and above all, a right relationship with others, especially their loved ones. The secret way to the fount of understanding is there to be found by the sincere seeker, hidden in plain sight. The key to wisdom, love, and all the good things in life is found within. When you find this pearl of great price, you will begin a new life of purpose and joy. I'm reading from the back page of my new book called A Walk on the Spiritual Side. You can preview it free at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com. Hi, everyone. This is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful deep breath of fresh air. That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay, and find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. I began this program by saying that there are so many words in the world that they don't really seem to, the many words in the world don't seem to help you to solve your most fundamental, deep spiritual issues. You need to find that missing piece and begin to flow from within. It's that simple. You need to find that fount within and find what's missing. You look for it out in the world. Now, let me see if I can give you a little example. When you hate, let's say you hate your mom for being a nag, for pressuring you, or you hate your father for not being there, or for letting things happen, or for letting people tease you and boss you around and criticize you, and he sat there and said nothing. He let it happen. So you hated him or resented him. Or you hate other kids for being cruel, for teasing. You hate the teachers for having pets, you know, like having some students that they like more than other students. And you hate the unfairness and the injustice. Whatever it is that you hate, or let's say resent, if you don't like the word hate, I'll use the word resent. Whatever it is that you resent, it cuts you off from love. The moment you resent, that's right, it cuts you off from love. Well, you can say, well, yeah, but the world was cruel. They were cruel. They were stupid. They were unjust. They were unfair. They were vicious. They were liars. Well, that's true. Yet on the other, see, you were tested and found wanting. They tested your love, and you discovered that you didn't have any. All you had was resentment and hostility. Okay, well, that's the truth. That's the truth. But you didn't want to see that. But that's another topic. Right now, I want to talk about a very simple thing, and that is when you resent, you're cut off from love. And when you're cut off from love, you feel empty and you feel loveless. Now, the way you refind this inner fount, which also has love, the way to find love within is to let go of the resentment, let go of the judgment toward others. Let go of the hatred toward them. See? When you let go of it, when you let go of it, then you're free. And you're free once again to experience love from within, to fill your being, to warm you like warm love coming from within. Then you don't need love from the world. As long as you hang on to that grudge, as long as you hang on to that judgment, as long as you hang on to that hatred, no matter how small, no matter who it's of, it separates you from love. And then you feel empty. And not wanting to let go of the resentment and not knowing where to look because no one told you to look within. It's hidden. It's hidden from you. They tell you to look to the outside. They tell you to look to boyfriends and girlfriends and to music and to food and to entertainment and to classes and to sources on the outside, education. They tell you to look for the accolades of the world. See? And so you look to the outside for love. And the more you look out there, the more you resent, secretly resent, the more empty you feel. And so you look for love in the world. See how that works? So now what you must see, but you don't find it. And when you don't find it from others, then you hate them and resent them. So now you must see all of that and start to let go of your grudges, let go of your resentments. And lo and behold, when you do, love can flow from within. And that love from within is from your Creator. And it has wonderful, wonderful properties. There's a song, it's called, "There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul." Well, you don't have to go to Gilead. The balm is within. But in order to find it, you must begin to let go of those grudges. Let go of those resentments. And you know what? You'll be able to do so when you see that they too were lost. The ones who hurt you. The ones who weren't there for you. They were lost too. They had lost it. And they were hurting. They didn't even know what they were doing. So forgive them by letting it go. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, a spiritual and practical look at relationships? My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com.
For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
The program is called Shedding a Shackle. Yes, you must shed the shackles of the past. And one of the shackles is your resentment toward other people. So let it go. Now, you remember in the beginning I talked about how the words of other people, their many words, their beautiful words, their learned words, they sound so good, but they don't really help. Now, why is that? Why don't they help? I'll tell you why. And when I do, then perhaps you can forgive them. See, you've hated them too. You've hated all the teachers and the professors and the coaches and the motivators and the experts who claim to know and claim to be able to help you and who spouted many words. You hated them because what they had to say didn't really help. Yeah, maybe it was a temporary fix. Maybe it got you out of a bad situation and you felt a little bit better and you were able to recover somewhat, but in the long run, they didn't have the answer. Now, let me tell you something that will help you forgive them, because you hated them too. Your hatred of them, see, also separate you from inner love. So now let me tell you what I want to tell you, and that is they didn't have love. They too were empty. They could not give you what they didn't have. I'll never forget, a long time ago, when I first started on the radio, this was probably over 25 years ago. A lady, I talked to her, she was a very nice lady, but she felt empty inside. And finally we discovered and figured out that it was because she was resenting her husband. She wanted love from him and he didn't have it. He didn't have it. Yes, he brought her boxes of candy and flowers and he was there. He was a decent man. He was a decent man, but there was something missing, and she resented him for that. And I said, you know, he doesn't have it. Long time ago, when he was a little boy, he was teased, he was pressured, he was challenged. And he, too, resented those people. And he, too, somehow came to fall away from what would have made him into a Stephen Jobs or a Mozart. You see, he was separated from it, and he didn't have it. He couldn't give you what he didn't have. He was empty, too. And when she saw that, that was an insight. It was a breakthrough for her. She realized that he couldn't give what he didn't have, and that he, too, inside, was empty. And then she realized that she must not hate him anymore or resent him. She stopped. And then you know what? When she stopped, then love could flow from within. See, love comes from the Creator. So now don't hate all the people with their words, with their books, with their speeches, with their sermons, with their prognostications. Forgive them. They're empty. They're just empty, chattering people that have no truth. Now listen. Listen to what Christ said. He said of myself, I can do nothing. Let me read it to you again. He said, I cannot for my own self undertake anything, but even while I am hearing, I condemn, and my decision is just, for I do not seek my own will be done, but rather the will of him who sent me. Christ said of myself, I can do nothing. So Christ's words, the beautiful words, one time he said, my words are life. See, his words had love in them. His words were not his words. They were from the Father who sent him. His words were from the Father. And so his words had life. And the people who recognized him and who loved where he was coming from, who loved where he was coming from. Where was he coming from? He was coming from the Father who sent him. And his words were not his own. And so now do you understand why the people who spout words that don't help you, their words are their own. They undertake all of this stuff on their own because they too have been robbed. They were separated from their inner ground because they became ambitious. Someone teased them and told them they were dumb or stupid or they had to try harder or study more, and so they did. And the more they tried, the more they became lost, the more they were pulled out into the world and separated from real love. And so their words are empty. They don't have love. They're not coming from the Father. They're not coming from God. So don't hate them. Forgive them. In other words, let it go. And lo and behold, when you do, love can flow from within. And that love from within is from your Creator. And it has wonderful, wonderful properties. There's a song called, There is a Balm in Gilead to Heal the Sin Sick Soul. Well, you don't have to go to Gilead. The balm is within. But in order to find it, you must begin to let go of those grudges. Let go of those resentments. And you know what? You'll be able to do so when you see that they too were lost. The ones who hurt you, the ones who weren't there for you, they were lost too. They had lost it. And they were hurting. They didn't even know what they were doing. So forgive them by letting it go. I just published a new book. It's called A Walk on the Spiritual Side. Many people wish to have peace of mind, a sense of spiritual purpose in life, and above all, a right relationship with others, especially their loved ones. The secret way to the fount of understanding is there to be found by the sincere seeker, hidden in plain sight. The key to wisdom, love, and all the good things in life is found within. When you find this pearl of great price, you will begin a new life of purpose and joy. I'm reading from the back page of my new book called A Walk on the Spiritual Side. You can preview it free at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com. If you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, then the next step would be to get the meditation, because it's so simple but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and it'd be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. Yes, indeed. The meditation could be just what you need to help you calm down and get centered. Come back to reality where the birds are singing and the sky is blue and the puffy clouds are floating overhead. A world where there is love and there is truth and there is God, which you knew when you were a little child. A long time ago, you knew that before you became upset. Come back to reality now, would you please? Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.